This is a CHY News Report. Dr. Hashim Kashmiri is the sole cardiologist at the Nanaimo Regional General Hospital, which serves almost 500,000 people on Vancouver Island who live north of Duncan. He says that he can't provide the same standard of care that people in Victoria get because Nanaimo doesn't have a cardiac catheterization lab. Instead of a cath lab, where people can get life-saving angiograms, Dr. Kashmiri is limited to using clot busters.
Clot busters or thrombolytics, it's essentially a treatment that basically from the 1980s. And the biggest risks that are associated with that is bleeding, particularly intracranial bleeding, so basically bleeding into your brain. And we've definitely had cases like that here in Nanaimo. I had one case myself where a patient was given thrombolytics. If we don't get a response, which we assess by looking at the ECG and whether the patient's chest pain resolves within 60 to 90 minutes, if we don't get adequate response, then we try to ship them over to Victoria to have what we call a rescue angiogram, rescue PCI. Unfortunately, you know, that patient did not respond to the thrombolytics, but on their way to Royal Jubilee Hospital, they had an intracranial bleed and they died.
Dr. David Copeland, president of the Nanaimo Regional General Hospital's Staff Association, joined Dr. Kashmiri and local politicians at a press conference on Tuesday, saying that without a cath lab, people are dying unnecessarily.
The inequity is obvious. We also have the largest population we know of in Canada without timely access to a cardiac cath lab. And what does that mean? Access to a cath lab is the standard of care for heart attacks. And for a big heart attack, access and opening of the blocked arteries needs to occur within 90 minutes. This rarely happens for patients in Central North Island who we're hours away from a cardiac cath lab over a mountain. The lack of cardiac services leads to undue harm to our patients, higher morbidity, mortality, poorer quality of life, and increased costs to patients and the system. The result is inadvertently two standards of care in the island, with Central North Island below standard.
So Nanaimo Chief Michael Wise needed an aortic valve and his heart replaced last year, but had to travel to Victoria for the procedure.
Today, I stand before you as someone who understands firsthand the gravity of heart problems. I'm here to emphasize the urgency of addressing a critical issue that affects our community's health and well-being. It is clear that a Central Island cath lab is a necessity, essential in ensuring the health and safety of our community. It is about ensuring that our community members receive the prompt care they need when they face cardiac emergencies.
Nanaimo Mayor Leonard Krogh says that the Nanaimo Hospital desperately needs a cath lab.
When you go over the other side of the Malahat, when you look at the number of specialists available, you look at the high quality of care that is available at Royal Jubilee Hospital, one of the outstanding places in Canada if you have a heart issue, that's a wonderful thing. But we're rather like the third world country on the other side of the Malahat here. We are not receiving the kind of world-class, first-class care that you get in the city of Victoria or if you live in the southern part of the island on the other side of the Malahat. So I say to the provincial government this morning, do the right thing, do the fair thing. If you can announce the cath lab in Surrey, announce one here.
Regional Hospital District Board Chair Ian Thorpe says the local hospital levy has more than doubled, rising from $16 in 2016 to $35 for every $100,000 of assessed property value to help pay for improvements to the hospital.
Usually politicians won't stand up and brag about tax increases, but this is one that I am happy to talk about and happy to defend because it represents a huge statement of our commitment to healthcare projects here. And I can honestly say that I have not had one resident complain about that health assessment when they learn why it is necessary. They understand. They get it.
Minister of Health Adrian Dix was unavailable for an interview, but said in a statement that a new cardiologist recently began working in the Central Island region and an additional cardiologist is scheduled to start at NRGH in September. Dix says that NRGH has the ability to perform a number of cardiac diagnostic procedures, while the Royal Jubilee Hospital in Victoria is a designated cancer care center for the island where specialized treatment, procedures, and equipment are available. For CHOY News, this is Mick Sweetman.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journals Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you.